For example, PLT 0 QTS data is 10-20-2022. Dictation is for Alan Reynoso spells R-E-Y-N-O-S-O. Alan spells A-L-A-N. Date of birth is 11-20-2004. This is a 17-year-old child accompanied by parents. Here with great toe pain. With left great toe pain, period. Patient said this has been going on for approximately 1 week, but it's gotten worse today. He said pain is located on the lateral surface of his toe. He said he thinks he has an ingrown toe. He's had him before, and symptoms are similar, period. He said pain is 7 out of 10, increased with weight bearing on certain shoes. Non-radiating, confined to the lateral surface of his toe, period. Next paragraph, past medical history, past surgical history, social history, family history. Medication allergies were reviewed on compared to last visit, no changes, period. Next paragraph, review systems, all systems were reviewed and were negative, period. Next paragraph, physical exam is alert oriented, no acute distress. Vital signs are as follows. O2 status 97%, room air blood pressure is 117 over 68, pulse 73, respiration 18, temperature 99.0, period. Next paragraph, great toe, lateral nail is embedded into the lateral surface of his surrounding soft tissue with edema, purulent discharge, localized erythema. Next paragraph, site is tender to touch. Next paragraph, correction, next line, site is tender to touch. Next line, cap refill less than 2 seconds. Next line, sensation is normal. Next line. Next paragraph, respiratory, good inspiratory and expiratory effort, no advantage, no use of accessory muscles, no respiratory distress, period. Next paragraph, cardiac, no peripheral edema or cyanosis, period. Next paragraph, abdomen is non-distended, no guarding, no visible peristalsis, period. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Assessment number one is onychocryptosis. Number two, localized cellulitis. Number three, toe pain, period. Next paragraph, procedure, partial nail removal. Procedure was explained to patient. Next line, parent give verbal consent. Next line, patient's foot was soaked in water, betadine, and he would cleanse. It soaked for approximately 15 minutes. Next line, after removal from betadine soap, site was prepped using alcohol swab. Then localized anesthesia was achieved by digital block, period. Next line. I used approximately 5 milliliters of lidocaine without epinephrine. And then patient was left alone for approximately 15 minutes for the anesthesia to be effective. On return, anesthesia was achieved. Site was draped in a sterile fashion with a forceps. Lateral surface of the nail was removed from the surrounding soft tissue and cut using iris scissors. The amount of nail that was embedded into the skin appears to be approximately 0.6 centimeter. Bleeding was minimal but was controlled with direct pressure. Site was then bathed in triple antibiotics, covered by 4x4 and secured by Coban. Next line. Patient was tolerated procedure well. There were no complications, very minimal bleeding, approximately 3 to 4 milliliters. After procedure, neurovascular status was checked and was intact. Next line. Site was then secured with Coban, 4x4, and triple antibiotics. Patient tolerated procedure well. He was sent home with the following medication: Septra DS 800/160 milligrams, 1 PO BID for 10 days. Then Mobic 15 milligrams, 1 PO daily for pain. He was given the opportunity to ask questions. He said he has none. Patient was educated on self-care at home. He was advised to come back in 2 days for me to evaluate to see if there are any complications such as infection. He said, you understand, I will comply under the dictation.